Hi guys, what's up? It's Brittany and welcome to One Hot Mess. All right, everyone. Today we are going to continue reading The Inner Work. And we are on chapter 10. Not sure how long it is. Oh yeah, it's pretty long, so we'll probably have to break this down into a couple different episodes, but let's get started. So, chapter 10, Accepting Our Destiny. If you have made it this far, may we be the first to say congratulations and commend you on how incredible and glorious the being you are. You have traversed through the most challenging of all human obstacles. We know it was not easy. No hero's journey through the darkness ever is. You have revealed the only enemy that ever existed and boldly faced your fears squarely. You leaned into the discomfort of your ego's insecurities and courageously walked through them to the peace on the other side. We hope you are feeling more empowered and present in your life than ever before. We honor your bravery and work you have done. You are truly marvelous. Marvelous. As you navigate the liberating themes, it's important to note that while they are present in a progression, they do not necessarily have to be experienced in a linear way. There is always the option to surrender directly back to love and faith, thus propelling yourself straight into spiritual reality. It may be helpful, however, to see the gradual evolution of consciousness and the realizations with which accompany each theme and help us transition into the next. While the liberating themes will feel positive and constructive in our lives, it is important to know that there is still so much more freedom and happiness to uncover if we remain curious to what else is possible. Thus, we must accept our destiny of true freedom and lasting happiness and not get complacent and settle for any limitation to our joy, freedom, and peace, love, and happiness. Always stay open to the possibility that it could keep getting even better. There is a reason we have been continuously reminding you to have courage throughout the journey. It takes incredible courage to do inner work and to put down our dissatisfaction with life and face the restrictions we have unknowingly accepted. As we emerge from the darkness of the limiting themes, it is now time to cultivate true power and the energies of love and peace. It all starts with courage. All right, so courage, archetype, the honorable warrior, triggers, duties to fulfill, wrongs to right, problems to solve, root program, self-honesty, transcendence, stop finding things to contend with. The limiting themes of consciousness all have to struggle to get what they want, whereas now, in courage, there is access to love and true power. Limiting themes of consciousness resist life and reject love, whereas courage affirms life and accepts love, thus making it unlimited. With the surrender of pride and the ability to admit ego insecurities comes one of the most monumental energy shifts into self-honesty and commitment to sincere improvement. Courage is the theme that officially chooses good over evil, honesty over delusion, accountability over denial, affirmation over rejection, and divinity over ego. In courage, the human consciousness becomes truly empowered through integrity and dedication, as this is the theme of self-accountability. We accept, I have to live with myself and face the consequences of the choices I make. And thus, it is the dawning of moral responsibility. What we do and say, even when no one is looking, begins to matter to us. In courage, there is bravery. to admit the ego's insecurities and fears while still moving forward, while anger and pride fight for selfish intentions, courage fights for others to defend what it values and upholds its responsibility to do what must be done. While pride and anger attack, courage defends. Courage honorably rises to the occasion to fulfill its duties with integrity, even if it means sacrificing itself for the cause. It is the energy of all commitment, determination, dedication, and through courage, we transcend the emotional insecurities of the human animal and tap into higher spiritual power of honesty and protection. Honor, respect, and dedication to our responsibilities take precedence. Courage is motivated to action by something higher than itself, such as family, love of country, or God. It wants to fight for what it believes is right and good. It sees problems to solve and wrongs to right. It's obligated to act when it sees perceived injustice, keeping its word and honoring its allegiances becomes guiding principles. Thus, it lives for more than just itself and discovers the novel energy of love for the first time. Courage, therefore, is finally a constructive energy of life that affirms, gives back, and participates in society with dignity, honesty, and loyalty. Due to the belief that there's a battle to be fought in the first place, however, means there's still so much more peace and joy yet to be discovered. Triggers. Ultimately, courage is still invested into the perceived battles of life, just with a better motive. Therefore, it will be triggered by problems to solve, injustices to correct, wrongs to right, causes to stand up for, etc. It's driven by moral obligation and has to do what it feels is the good and right thing to do. Thus, we contend within ourselves to be disciplined as well as contend with others to protect our beliefs and values. Courage will think things like, my word is my bond. Integrity is everything. I fulfill my duty. I face my fears. I can, I will, I must. Rise to the occasion. Discipline is key. Fight for what you believe in. Defend your family. Defend your values. Take accountability. People need to be protected. Do what's right. I am capable of handling my responsibilities. I slay my demons. I defend virtue. I stand up for goodness. Evil needs to be stopped. Evil is enemy. Everyone will be held accountable. Transcendence. Because courage lives in obligation, duty, and sees endless problems to solve, we ultimately miss out on the calm of neutrality that comes from a more balanced perspective. It is exhausting to constantly defend against perceived enemies and try to fix everything. Obligation is still imbalanced and forced, whereas voluntariness is fueled by freedom to choose. In order to move through courage, we must accept that life could be much more peaceful if we surrender the obligation to fight or right perceived wrongs. If we release attachment to the need to defend what the ego values, we can discover the ease of not participating. We can stop carrying the weight of the world and the need to change everything. However, this requires a greater level of trust and surrender, because we must accept that the world will be okay without our input. When it comes to our inner battle with our ego and the limiting themes of consciousness, transcendence of courage dawns as no longer needing to defeat the ego and face our insecurities, but instead just watch it all as an impartial observer. The last step of our healing of the limiting themes of consciousness is to stop talking about them, stop focusing on them or giving them attention, accept that the battle is over, and put down our weapons in a sense. In doing so, our shadows lose their power over us because we are no longer so reactive. Courage must see that the more we participate and fight back, the more we polarize any issue, thus giving the opposition more strength with every push against it. From a higher perspective of love, an issue is not solved by destroying the problem, but by simply focusing only on the solution. If we don't create enemies in the first place, then there's nothing to contend with. As we stop being confrontational within ourselves and with others, we find a new level of equality that comes from no longer needing to fix or fight with anything. New narrative. There is no one to contend with. There is nothing to fix or change. Divinity's in control. I allow divinity to handle the affairs of the world. Divinity will sort out all perceived injustices. That is not my responsibility. Nothing is going unnoticed. Goodness will prevail inevitably because it has no actual opposition. I have no enemies. I see only solutions. Everyone is doing their best with what they know. Everyone is innocent at their core. I don't need to argue. I can see everyone's point of view. I will stay out of it. I am neutral. I surrender. I do not need to be right. No one needs saving. Everyone is on their own path. I let go. All is well in the world. Everything is perfect as it is. I trust all is well. Okay. Then we have neutrality. Archetype, the impartial, triggers confrontation or more effort required. Root program, maintain status quo, non-participation, transcendence, self-motivate. Okay. Traversing through the limiting themes of consciousness can be an exhausting experience depending on our layers of trauma and how tight the ego clings. Due to this, there may emerge an attraction to the calm of not participating on either side anymore. Neutrality knows the hardest and scariest part is over, but we are not necessarily ready to keep exploring higher themes of consciousness either. Having the courage to look at ourselves honestly can be utterly terrifying and numbing to the ego. Thus, to have made it this far is already absolutely remarkable and worthy of rest, especially if we had to begin our journey completely immersed in traumas of shame. Neutrality is the feeling of the war is over, love prevailed, I don't want to fight ever again. Thus, after the courageous hero returns from the inner battle with the ego, we may want to find a neutral, passive, resting state. Neutrality is satisfied knowing there are no more enemies to fight and there is no need to be confrontational within ourselves or with others. In neutrality, we reach a place where we don't need or have to change anything and can instead just remain uninvolved and trust innate consequence will take care of it. Courage needs to solve problems, fix things, make changes, and demonstrate its dedication, whereas neutrality is non-confrontational, isn't interested in the problems, doesn't need to make any changes, and overall is easygoing and responsible. We are satisfied and confident in how far we have come and feel content to maintain status quo. Nothing missing, but also nothing improving either. Therefore, we are less concerned with trying to right any wrongs and would rather just let the world handle itself. Our sense of power and self-esteem have begun to internalize, and therefore, whether we win or lose the competition doesn't really matter as much anymore. Neutrality, therefore, does not want to make any waves and is confident it will be okay no matter what happens. While it is nice to be at ease with life, we eventually come to realize it is even more rewarding to affirm and love life back through self-motivated inspired actions. Triggers. Neutrality, if lingered in for too long, becomes the theme of complacency and can hinder further spiritual development. Neutrality will be triggered anytime there is confrontation or more effort required to go above the status quo. This is because it is exhausted from facing the challenges of life with courage, whether internally with our ego and past emotional wounds or with the world and other people. It will crave rest and to just maintain what is current and will feel uninterested by the thought of having to keep putting more energy into our life. It is the craving of rest and relaxation, retirement, and the feeling of contentment knowing our work is done. Accompanying thoughts for neutrality are things like, to each their own, live and let live, it's none of my business, arguing won't change anything, if this doesn't work out, something else will, everything tends to be fine in the end, there's no need to get so worked up. Everyone just needs to relax and stop fighting, trust in the goodness of life, just go with the flow, there's nothing to fix, the world doesn't need fixing, we all just need to enjoy what we have been given. Looking for problems creates problems, and just let it go. Transcendence. Once we feel comfortable with this newfound ease and non-confrontational view of life, we can progress to even grander states of joy and expression of our true self. We do this by seeing that when we voluntarily give more to life, it only seems to give back even more as well. While courage participated out of duty and responsibility, the next stage of evolution is to participate with a willingness and self-motivation to share our gifts and talents out of gratitude and the joy of inspiration. Thus, eagerness to continue self-development for the sake of uplifting ourselves and others is more rewarding than maintaining the status quo of neutrality. Though voluntary, inspired participation with life, we get to enjoy even more self-esteem and the joys of succeeding at our ambitions. Neutrality, therefore, is transcended through re-engagement with life, this time not out of any need or obligation, but out of aspiration and excitement. New narrative. I want to be the best version of myself. I want to positively impact the world. What I do matters. I have something unique to give. I have talents to share that were given specifically to me. I uplift others. The more I give, the more I enjoy. My involvement benefits the world. My dreams and ambitions were given to me for a reason. I have a unique purpose. I am motivated. I am inspired. I am needed. I am driven. My future is positive and bright. I can do anything I set my mind to. I am a success. My life is a success. I am talented. I am capable. Anything is possible. I have no limits except the ones I place on myself. Willingness. Archetype, the overachiever, triggers, results of aspirations, root program, go above and beyond, transcendence, acceptance, and non-attachment to results. When we embody the theme of willingness, the primary focus becomes that of enjoying and affirming life, and therefore developing our self-esteem and exploring our unique gifts and talents, resilience, and the development of delayed gratification strengthens, thus giving willingness the energy to seek positive change for itself and its loved ones despite obstacles. We become self-motivated to improve ourselves, promote goodness and love, and tap into genuine inspiration. Success is common in all aspects of life, since we now have access to true power that is able to go above and beyond the complacencies of our ego. Through empowerment, ambition, and willingness to explore possibilities, there comes the ability to master increasingly sophisticated aspects of life, such as our career, relationships, artistic pursuits, hobbies, academic performance, and anything else we are drawn towards. Previous to this theme of consciousness, positive action was taken out of our obligation and sense of responsibility, or to maintain status quo. Once the scale tips out of neutrality, however, the frequency of willingness becomes interested in doing things to the best of our ability for the simple sake of enjoying what we are capable of. We are excited to explore our abilities through opportunities to achieve, which we perceive all around us. We are enthusiastic and give 110% in all that we do. In this theme of consciousness, we no longer perceive our work, life obligations, or mundane tasks as a burden or duty, but are grateful for the chance to demonstrate our unique gifts, talents, and greatness. Life is a blank canvas waiting for us to create, participate, and get involved in. The inner reward of enjoying our own achievements becomes the dominant motivating factor behind all action. It is humble exploration of the gift of life and asks, what am I capable of? How impactful can I become? What can I achieve and give to the world? What am I here to do? What else is possible? Happiness and satisfaction in our lives become more internalized and dependent only upon ourselves and our effort, not the outcome or result. We show up to life fully engaged with a positive attitude and optimism. Willingness is the epitome of ambitious entrepreneurship, passionate creativity, and driven self-esteem. Spiritually, it manifests as the devotee enjoys service to divinity for positive karma or merit through selfless action, such as community or church service. As a result of this newly awakened inner power, happiness is commonplace due to our ability to re-own control over our internal reality. Our zeal for achievement and the betterment of our lives and others makes us a positive power of change and inspiration. When we examine the urge for willingness, it will be discovered to be coming from a place of needing to still earn acceptance, even if it is internal and subtle. This drive for acceptance leaves it vulnerable to periodic bouts with the limiting themes of desire, anger, or pride. While the invigoration and optimism of willingness in comparison to the themes previous to it, there's still so much more security to be explored on the journey to true freedom and lasting happiness. Triggers. Although willingness is incredibly motivated, inspired, and driven, it ultimately still has something to prove, even if it's to itself. Willingness, therefore, will be triggered by aspirations and the need to achieve. It will think things like, where there's a will, there's a way. I have a purpose to fulfill. I can achieve anything I set my mind to. Anything is possible with enough dedication and hard work. Life is exciting and fun. Good things work out for me. Life is fulfilled with opportunity. I have gifts to share. I am talented. I can learn anything I need to. I can be successful at anything I choose. I can develop any necessary skills. I am completely capable. I'd be wasting my life if I don't achieve my goals. I am here to achieve my mission. I have dreams to fulfill and manifest. Transcendence. In order to transcend willingness, we must accept that our intention for greatness in and of itself is enough. When attached to the theme of willingness, we may become overachievers and miss out on genuine self-acceptance and contentment. Our self-acceptance may always seem like one more achievement away, one more selfless act, one more community service project, one more degree, one more business. Spiritually, we may feel like our good deeds are never enough, and so miss out on genuine forgiveness and the peace of divine love. Thus, we withhold acceptance and forgiveness from ourselves and others, not realizing that there is nothing to actually earn or forgive, only accept what is freely given. To move forward, we must realize that our striving to be a good person is what makes us a good person, not any particular self-improvement achievement. There is no perfection to reach, and then we will finally fully accept ourselves. Acceptance comes through showing up to each moment with our highest intentions and knowing that we will eternally be learning and growing. There is no fantasized end to attain. Thus, to move past willingness, we must see that our striving with full effort is enough, and we can let go of attachment to the outcome. Equal parts effort, equal parts non-attachment. New narrative. My desire to be a good person is what makes me one. My intentions are enough. I accept myself as I am. I accept myself and others despite shortcomings. I accept myself with or without loads of achievements. I am always doing the best I can, and that is all I can do. I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. I accept I am enough already. I am already forgiven. I am whole and complete, and always have been. I am perfect just the way I am. I tried my best, and that's all that matters. I am proud of myself no matter what the outcome. I always do my very best. Okay, guys, so we will finish the rest of chapter 10 in the next couple of episodes. Okay, guys, that is it for today, but thank you so, so much for listening. Please make sure to hit that follow button, and please share One Hot Mess with a friend. I'd greatly appreciate it. And I will talk to you guys next time. Have an amazing day.